Right now at 8:42, we're going to take a few phone calls. And first up is someone that says they know you, George. It's Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. Good morning.
What's up, old Jub-Jub? You remember me? It's your cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Not my cousin, but you have called here before.
I know you remember me. I just wanted to talk to you how the back end of a goat could be a source of humanly pleasure.
No. That was not me.
What'd you do on the 4th of July? We missed you out here, old boy.
Oh, you know, just hung out with the family. Nothing big.
Oh, yeah, I know. You probably spent time at that big old lake that you own.
I don't own a lake.
Yeah, I know it. I tell you what, you still got that big old boat of yours?
It's not that big.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
I was talking about that little one, old Blue. I'm assuming you got about 4 or 5 of them boats now, don't you?
No.
Yeah?
Not 4 or 5.
A different boat for every day of the week, don't you?
No.
You got that rich radio money.
No.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it was quite a 4th of July out here that you missed.
Yeah, did you blow something up?
Oh, man. You know, we didn't have near as much family around this year. Not only because you didn't make it, but also pit bulls got after my kids again. And,
oh, my gosh, dude.
Well, you know, this is a couple weeks ago, and I left the younger ones alone in the trailer for the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I had to go hunting. And so to protect them, I let my pack of pit bulls in there, you know, just kind of keep guard of them while they're in the trailer. And, well, I didn't think it through, I guess. And they got after my kids. And by the time I got back from hunting, they'd plowed through a few of them. But anyway.
Golly.
Why are you telling us this so nonchalantly?
The county wanted to take them pit bulls and put them down. Can you believe that?
I can believe that, yes.
I mean, that ain't right. I tell you, that's the thing about me. I got a real tender heart, so I'm real compassionate, and I believe in treating them pit bulls very humanely. So I'm fighting this euthanasia on these pit bulls.
Well,
yeah, so much for the kids.
Hey,
yeah.
There ain't no bad dogs. There's only bad owners.
That's right.
I've heard that before.
So, that's right. Whoever owned these dogs before me must have been bad owners. But anyway.
Jeez.
Anyway, but yeah, 4th of July, and the kids are all right. I should mention that. They're fine. They just had a couple of grazes. Anyway,
okay.
But yeah, I had an accident on the 4th of July, and it's kind of why I'm calling you.
Uh-oh.
I blew off another one of my hands in an accident.
Another one of your hands, so
yeah,
you're handless?
Yeah, this is the third or fourth time this has happened.
Oh, jeez.
And it was the darndest thing. You know, we couldn't get a hold of any fireworks. They had sold out because they were apparently having a 3-to-1 sale down there at the shack, fireworks shack.
Yeah.
I don't know how they always are running them deals. They always got good deals.
Yeah, they seem to.
3-for-1, but yeah. Anyway, so what I had to do is improv a little bit, and I'd hold up, I'd take a pack of Tannerite, and then I'd duct tape it up, you know, kind of make
gosh.
It a little explosive.
Yeah.
And then my wife, your cousin Judy, who's also my cousin.
She is not my cousin.
But Judy would then shoot that pack of Tannerite with that little .22 Colt Woodsman I took off a hunter who had strayed a little bit too far away from authorities that could protect him.
Yeah.
And but she's supposed to wait till I throw it in the air, but I held it up there, and she shot it right out of my hand. And, of course, my hand exploding kind of looked like a little bit of red fireworks going all over.
Oh, man.
Kids got a kick out of that. But anyway, I need another hand transplant is the long and short of it.
So let me guess, you want me to donate one of my hands?
Yeah, the doctor says that you might be a match. So
there's no such thing as matching hands.
So, yeah, and hey, look, I understand I'm asking a lot from you here.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm not going to be asking for your self-pleasure hand. You can give me the offhand.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
That's fine. And it doesn't even matter, you know, so if you give me your left hand, I mean, I will have it put on my right arm, so I will have two left hands, but that's only fair since, you know, you're giving me your, I don't want your good hand, George.
Yeah, well.
I know how much pressure that's brought you over the years, so I just need your left hand. If you could just give me at least half your left hand.
I don't know.
A velociraptor claw or something.
The procedure wouldn't even work as I get a bingo. It wouldn't even work anyway.
How'd you get a bingo? that?
You know, Al.
Well, listen, man, I'm telling you, George, you're the only one in America that matches my particular DNA. Except Judy. I think she also matches mine almost identically. But anyway, you're the guy, George. Come on, you don't need an extra hand to do radio work.
Yeah, you got to help him. I only have two.
Yeah, that's one more than you need.
Well,
how many hands you need to count radio money that you're going to buy boots?
Yeah, George.
That's not all I use my hands for.
Well, George, I tell you what. Well, you just come on out to the country. I'll let the hand request go. All right.
Okay.
You just come out and visit me. You can come out and I tell you what. We'll go hunting together, and I'll see if my nubs can work the trigger. And we'll go and kill the deer.
That sounds dangerous, and it's not deer season.
Woo-hoo! I am country.
All right. See ya, Elmer Wayne. Not my cousin.